Coach, when Peyton came out of the game, was he benched for an ineffectiveness, injury? What was the, behind the decision?
No, to be honest with you, I was protecting him. I was worried about him. You know, let me just say this. You know, I obviously very disappointed, you know, in the football game. Give Kansas City credit. They played a great football game, and he had him ready to go. You know, I'm disappointed in myself. This is on me. I probably should have made a decision not to play him in the game. And the reason I needed to make that probably a tough decision there. He practiced Friday, you know, felt good, came out of practice Friday, Saturday. As y'all know, his ribs were bothering him a little bit. And I probably should have right there said, you know, no, he's not going to go this week. But he's a competitor. He wanted to play. Akib was out. DeMarcus was out. He wanted to go. He felt like he could go. But I'm disappointed myself because I probably should have made that decision yesterday, and I didn't, so it's on me.
So, Coach, Brock will start next week against Chicago?
No, if Peyton's our quarterback. If he's healthy and ready to go, Peyton's our quarterback.
Was it the foot then, Gary, that was really bothering him and why you thought about not playing?
I think it's just been a combination of things, Mike. You know, his shoulder had bothered him for a little bit. You know, he got some treatment on his foot this week. His foot was bothering him after the Colt game. And then Saturday he came in and his ribs were bothering him a little bit. So, you know, I sit there and, you know, my job is to gather information and make decisions. And when I look back, you know, as I watch that week progress – and Saturday, I should have made a better decision for our football team, so I'm disappointed in myself.
Because he's Peyton Manning, was your decision different? I mean, out of respect to who he is and
well,
the quarterback.
Well, I trust players, you know, especially veteran players, you know, that but it wasn't like he did practice on Friday, you know. So I'd watch him practice Friday. I'd watch him make all the plays, all the throws. I felt good coming out of Friday. Well, I guess my point that I'm trying to make is that when Saturday there was more, that's when I felt like I should have said, okay, no, you know, that's my point. But, you know, guys want to play. That's why he's a great player. You know, that's why he's going to be a Hall of Fame player. They want to compete. They want to do everything they can for their football team. But as a football coach, sometimes you have to say, no, I don't think this is the right thing today. So, like I said.
Why didn't you make it?
What's that?
Why didn't you?
Well, I mean, I don't think we were out of the football game. If we could start moving the ball and make some plays, I mean, so, you know, I tried to give him an opportunity to get us going. It wasn't all him. You know, obviously we struggled in some protections and those type of things. But, you know, I had talked to him and I said, I'm going to give you another series or so here. If we can't protect you and we can't make some plays, then, you know, this is what we're going to do. So I had conversations with him prior to it.
Coach, same general thing. Did you notice right away, like, first drive out there?
I mean, the first play of the game – or the first third down of the game is just a – you know, it's a poor decision with the ball. He knows that. You know, his rhythm's off. You know, the play is kind of broken, so it's late. You know, our defense is playing well, keeping us – you know, it's a two-score game for Ali, you know, up until the end of the half, right, if I'm right. So, you know, we need to make a play or two just to get ourselves going and get back in the football game. So, no, I wouldn't say I saw that off the bat. I'm just sitting here at the end of the day, you know, thinking that I made a poor decision.
Yeah, Gary, taking you to the very first series, you know, the play calling there, two runs and the deep throw. When he needed the 3 yard, was there any thought about just getting that 3 yarder out of the way and settling down and getting into football? Or?
Well, it really wasn't designed for a deep throw. It just ended up being that way because of coverage, you know. But yeah, I mean, there was a plan in place that would have been perfect, but it didn't end up that way. So, you know, you pull the ball on a pass play, depending on what happens with coverage, the ball has to go certain places. So,
how much help do you think your offensive line gave Peyton and Brock today?
Well, that's my point, you know, and I just told the team that it's easy, you know, when you go through something like this to, you know, try to act like you have all the answers right away. But I think smart people in this business, and I've been through this before, you stop and you go back and you look and you make sure that everybody's involved in the looking part of the process and you keep your composure and you you know, go look at the big picture, not just try to narrow it down today.
But halfway through the season, this seems like a pattern with the offensive line. How much of that is a concern that not much is going to change?
Well, no, I disagree with you. I think there's been times. I think we have shown some improvement and protected better and done some things better. you know, today we wanted to run the ball and help our quarterback out and do that. You know, I think we had four or five negative football runs in the first half. So I don't want to sit there and say that was a problem or this problem. I need to go look at the whole thing. So,
Gary, I'm asking because Peyton looked far more comfortable throwing in pregame than he did almost right away in your first two possessions. Did he express anything to you that he was not feeling right?
No, I think, Jeff, through my years of doing this for so long and being around a lot of great quarterbacks, and, I think I have to see that big picture of the week, you know, and you're right. I mean, I felt watching him warm up and everything, throw the ball, that we're ready to go. But I think when I go back and I look at the big picture and I look at the sequence of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, I needed to listen a hell of a lot better than I did. So that's what I'm talking about.
At this point, is the bigger concern the foot or the rib?
I just think he's beat up, you know, through the course of the season, you know. So, and there's a lot of players beat up. I mean, that's part of the NFL, but he is our quarterback, you know. And, it's my job to have my thumb on every player, but I definitely got to have it on that one, you know. So, but he's just, you know, going through. We're 9 weeks deep into this thing, and, you know, he's been hit a bunch here the past few weeks, and, you know, it takes its toll, so.
Coach, I know you haven't looked at the film yet, but what are your initial reactions to Brock's play today?
Well, he battled, you know. He came out of some piles, protection-wise, didn't protect him well at times, and yet he came out and made plays. He went, took some shots going down the field, you know, physically to help make plays for his team. So I'm not surprised. He's been working really hard. He's a listener. He's been watching 18 for many, many years. And so I think he's always working toward his opportunity. So, you know, he went in there and battled. Okay.
Gary, the rib injury, was that something that came up out of the blue? Did he get hit or anything?
Just kind of came up Saturday when we got through a Friday's practice. He mentioned it to Greek and, you know, received some treatment on that on Saturday. So, you know, it was just another piece of information in the sequence, I guess.
What about Emmanuel? An update on him? And how?
Yeah, we felt like Emmanuel could play about 30 plays in a game, you know, and he was fine. He could play. He worked out good for us for the game. He said, "Coach, I'm good," you know, and that was what we needed him to do. Obviously, I didn't see the play specifically that he got dinged on. I do know that he did pass the test, but I chose to keep him out of the game when he came back out. So that was my decision.
TJ was ejected. Coach, are you concerned at all you might lose him for next week?
I don't know. I mean, it's just another, you know, it's just, I didn't see it. I have to go back. I don't know what the heck happened, but obviously it's very disappointing.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.